On Wednesday, the U.S. Postal Service announced that it wants to end Saturday mail delivery beginning in August. Though it's unclear that the Postmaster General can cancel Saturday delivery without congressional approval, it is abundantly clear that the U.S. Postal Service continues to lose money at a rapid pace, posting a $1.3 billion loss for the last 3 months of 2012 alone. While increasing use of email and other online services have significantly reduced the amount of first-class mail being sent every year, that's really only a small part of the problem. In fact, advocates say the financial situation at the USPS is mostly a manufactured crisis.
I would say it's 100% a manufactured crisis for the Postal Service.
Jeff Musto is a researcher for the Center for Study of Responsive Law.
When you look at the financial situation the Postal Service is in right now, and how on the Hill and the media we're hearing about how it's a dire situation, they're in a financial crisis, you just need to look at a couple things to realize that that's absolutely not the case. So to do that, you have to go back to 2006. There was a law passed called the Postal Accountability and Enhancement Act. And what that law did, or one of the things that it did, was that it required the Postal Service to pre-fund the next 75 years' worth of its retiree health benefits in just a 10-year time frame. And that added up to, over 10 years, over $100 billion in payments that the Postal Service would need to make into a fund. And in the past few years, it's averaged to about $5.5 billion a year that they're having to pay. So now you can imagine that in such a short time frame, that would put a huge strain on the Postal Service's finances, and that's exactly what has happened, and they're seeing huge deficits and huge debt in response to that. To sort of simplify this issue a little bit, effectively what this law has done is it's required the Postal Service to pre-fund retiree health benefits for some of its future employees that haven't even been born yet. So that's just an astounding requirement to place on the Postal Service. It's something that no other federal government agency or private corporation that we know of is required to do. Since that act was passed, the U.S. Postal Service has realized net losses of about $41 billion. And nearly 80% of that can be accounted for by this unreasonable schedule of pre-funding payments that they're being required to make.
The big question is, why? What was the justification, the reasoning behind this, and does the reasoning even make sense?
Well, the reasoning doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. It's a little bit unclear as to why this was passed back then. Some people have said that it's an attempt to kill one of the biggest unions in the country, the postal unions, and that might be some of the motivation behind this law. But honestly, if you just look at when it was passed in 2006, we were in a very different financial situation as a country. So at least at that point, lawmakers didn't necessarily anticipate we'd be going into a financial crisis within a couple years and that the Postal Service would necessarily have a hard time making these payments. That said, even with that frame of reference, it still doesn't make a whole lot of sense. The schedule of payments are so aggressive and so accelerated that there's no reason they would need to make 75 years worth of retiree health benefit payments in just 10 years. It's not based in any actuarial assumptions in terms of the number of employees the Postal Service will employ down the line or how long those employees will live in terms of how long the Postal Service will have to continue to pay benefits to their retirees for these health benefits. So there are a lot of things about this law that just don't make a whole lot of sense.
The announcement that Saturday deliveries would be suspended effective August of this year was made by Postmaster General Patrick Donahue. Has he been effectively fighting back to try to shore up the Postal Service and try to reverse some of these onerous burdens that have been placed on it by this law?
He has been making an effort. However, in our view, the approach he's taking is incredibly misguided and just the absolute wrong approach. So essentially, at every turn, his go-to option has been to take a move that will effectively end up dismantling some part of the Postal Service rather than looking to innovative options to recapture revenue that they're losing or different new services that they can provide to make up for lost revenue. He's proposed cutting and slashing hundreds of thousands of Postal Service jobs. He's proposed closing thousands of post offices and postal facilities throughout the country. He's proposed slashing hours And now with this latest round, he's proposing cutting Saturday delivery, which when you just think about it casually, some people won't necessarily see, well, Saturday delivery, why is that so important? On both an individual level and an organizational level, it's incredibly important. If you look at who takes advantage of the Postal Service and who might be most impacted by this change, some of the people that will be impacted will be small businesses who take advantage of Postal Service to do their everyday business. Instead of having what may have been a two-day delivery if they drop something in the mail on a Thursday, it now becomes, without Saturday delivery, potentially as much as a 4 or 5 day delivery. That can have a huge impact on small businesses' ability to carry out its business. If you look at the elderly who sometimes use postal service and mail delivery for medications, that crucial medication will be slowed in getting to them. And then just from a postal service's organizational perspective, without Saturday delivery, they'll be a much less attractive option when compared with private mail carriers like UPS and FedEx, and has the potential to just wreak havoc on their base of consumers.
And if this course isn't reversed or slowed down, are we in danger of losing the U.S. Postal Service?
I'd say we are. If you look at what is happening in Congress right now and what is being proposed by the Postmaster General, they're moving in a direction of just slowly picking apart the Postal Service and dismantling it. And to propose not only a rate increase, but a service cut in the same breath is dooming your business, your organization to failure. And that's what the Postmaster General is proposing. And it's just incredibly misguided.
Jeff Musto is a researcher at the Center for Study of Responsive Law.